When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Secluded Thoughts. I am your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about the different things you need to do to take accountability for your life and level up. In this episode, we are going to be talking about how you do one thing is how you do everything. Now, on the last few episodes, I've been giving advice and tips and, you know, sharing more of my story. But on this episode, we're going back to the triggering stuff. So you are definitely going to feel, you know, called out in this episode. And believe me, when I realized this, I was not happy about it. But the point is we acknowledge it, we change it, we fix it, we level up, and we move on. So let me just give my disclaimer as usual. The purpose of this episode is not to attack you. The purpose is basically to identify your bad habits and the patterns that you overlook that's making you lose credibility with other people and, more importantly, yourself. How you do one thing is truly how you do everything. The first time I heard this, I was like, that's BS. Like, that doesn't mean anything, because it was talking about a bad habit that I had, and I was like, I'm not like that in every aspect of life. I'm just like that with this one type of task. But it's not true. Like, as I get into these examples, you will realize that the bad habits that you have really represent a pattern of how you tend to do things, and you slacking off in one area will definitely show in other areas of your life. So let me explain. So the very first example is being last minute. And yeah, we started early today. So I think the problem that most people have with this issue is the fact that a lot of people tell themselves that they work better under pressure. You don't. Okay, you don't. Stop lying to yourself. You do not work better under pressure. Like, how many times did you almost drop out of college because you were stressed? Because you started your work last minute because you were procrastinating? Or how many times did you almost cancel a meetup or an event that you had to attend because you started getting ready last minute and then you were running late? And as we all know so well, every time you're running late, that's when everything starts going wrong. Like, suddenly there's traffic. Suddenly the light is like, taken 5 minutes to change. How many times were you just stressed because of a meetup because you started getting ready last minute? Or how many times did you have a meltdown because the outfit that you planned in your head last minute didn't work out? Like, you didn't want to start getting ready early. You didn't, you know, plan things out in advance. And now the outfit you were relying on doesn't work and you literally feel like shit and you don't want to go anywhere. You don't work better under pressure. That's just code for I'm a procrastinator. Doing things like that just makes you feel overly stressed, overwhelmed, and just out of control. And for no reason. Like, stop driving with your gas tank on E. You know, you have like 20 miles left. Stop trying to run another errand. The only errand you should be running is to the gas station to fill up your tank, okay? Don't tell yourself that you'll get gas in the morning. You are setting yourself up to struggle, okay? Stop doing that to yourself. Stop. I did that one time, and then the next morning I was running late, and I had to stop for gas, and I was even more late because there was no way I was going to make it there unless I walked. And that just wasn't about to happen. Like, if you know me, I wasn't about to walk. It wasn't that far, but, you know, I'm not about to walk. So, like I'm saying, like, being last minute is not a strength. Stop trying to phrase it in a way of saying you work better under pressure. That's not true. If you think that's true, I don't know, DM me on Instagram. Let me know. Let's argue. But that's just not true. You don't work better under pressure. You just stress yourself out unnecessarily when you have the option of doing things ahead of time. Like I said, the real issue here is just procrastination. You're convincing yourself that you work better under pressure because when that deadline is approaching, that's when you take action. But in reality, you don't really have a choice. Like, depending on what it is, technically you have a choice. You can choose to do something or not to do it. But most times you will do it. But because the deadline is approaching, that's when you feel under pressure and you're like, okay, let me get this done. You get it done. But the fact of the matter is, you could have gotten it done if you started ahead of time and you would have eliminated all of the stress. The issue here is you are procrastinating and you're disguising that procrastination as if it's a skill and it's not. So that's the very first pattern that you need to be aware of. Now the second pattern you need to be mindful of is never finishing things or not doing things right the first time. And these two are kind of different, but in some cases they go hand in hand. With never finishing things, if you get started on something, you need to stop moving on to something else before you check the box. Don't just stop because you made a lot of progress and you tell yourself you'll finish it later. Get it done and then move on. Because what's going to happen is one of two things. The first thing is when you have to go and complete it the next day or whenever you go back, it's going to feel taxing because you'll feel like I could have had this done, but now I'm still doing this like a day later or a week later, depending on what it is. The second thing is a lot of times you may not ever finish it. You just settle for whatever progress you made and let that be done. So that's a bad habit to develop and a bad habit to maintain. And like I said before, I promise you it's not in one thing. If you do this for one specific activity, there's a high chance you do it for a lot of other things in your life. For example, this is something I personally struggle with. When I make my to-do list and I put the top three tasks that I want to complete for the day, I might start one and I may not finish it. And then I'll just like stop because I made a lot of progress. And then the next day, now I have more work to do. Because not only do I have three things to do for that day, but now I also have to finish what I was supposed to do yesterday. And it doesn't even make sense all the time because most of the times, if I had just given it a little bit more time, I would have had it done. But now I have more to do the next day because I didn't finish what I had to do yesterday. And then similarly, if you don't do things right the first time, then it's really not done because 9 times out of 10, you have to go back and fix it, and you end up doing a lot more work than if you had just gotten it right the first time. And then depending on what it is, it can also be very inconvenient for you too. Like for those of you who like to double park and act like y'all don't know how to drive, then I was about to swing in and I realized that you all the way into my spot. Like doing that in certain areas can get your car booted, can get it towed. And honestly, I don't feel bad for you. I don't, because I wanted to park and I couldn't because you wanted to be ignorant. So things like that, not doing things right the first time, like please, if you park your car and you are all the way in the other spot, just move it. Just move it. I don't want to deal with that today. Just move it. Okay? Don't be like that. Nobody likes that person who does that. Okay? Do things right the first time. Be considerate. And yes, in case you were wondering, that did just happen to me. That's why I was annoyed. But moving along. So I made an amazing discovery recently. And I don't know if I was the only one who didn't really realize this. Or I guess I just never had anybody explain it to me in that way. So I'm going to explain it to you in case you didn't know. But it goes hand in hand with the last habit that I want to talk about. So I'll talk about that first and then I will just explain everything when I'm done with that. So the third habit or negative pattern that you need to be mindful of is not keeping your word. And I don't just mean the word that you give to other people. More importantly, I mean the word that you give to yourself, the promises you make yourself. You need to stop loosely giving your word and making promises to yourself and to other people. Stop saying that you're going to do something if you don't have any intentions of doing it. Or sometimes it's not that you don't have the intentions of doing it, but you haven't really thought about whether or not you can commit to something, and you just blindly accept. And then you have to cancel on people and you start losing credibility because, depending on what it is, that person could have been really depending on you or probably made their schedules to accommodate you, and now you're canceling because you didn't think this through or you accepted without the intentions of ever following through. Like, that's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing to do. That's like the number one way to lose respect with other people and to lose credibility. And not just with other people, with yourself. And the worst person you can lose credibility with is yourself. And now I will tell you the discovery that I made, because this would be the perfect time to mention it. So what I've learned is that the way you develop confidence is by keeping promises to yourself and by doing the things that you say you are going to do. Because basically what happens is, when you keep your word to yourself, you develop a track record that shows that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. Or when you say something, it's the truth. Like, you can back it up. So now when you try to say words of affirmations, or you want to apply for a position, or when you want to accomplish a big goal or do something that makes you step outside of your comfort zone, you have more confidence to do it despite not ever doing it before. Because when you look at that track record, it shows that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. So now that you want to accomplish a major goal, it's like, okay, well, in the past, every time I said I'm going to do something, I do it. So if I want to do this, even though I haven't done it before, because I know that I am capable based on my history, this new goal shouldn't be a new problem. Like, despite the problems that come your way, despite the fact that you probably won't ever be like 100% confident until you actually do something, just having that track record just gives you so much more confidence to do things, because you can see that when you say something, it is. Like, it's a fact, basically. So you learn to trust yourself more, and that is how you build confidence. So when you go around not keeping your word and saying you're going to do a bunch of things and then you never do it, now when you want to accomplish a major goal, it's like, well, in the past when I tried to do this, this didn't work out. And in reality, you just didn't fully commit to it. You didn't stick to your word. So now you lack confidence. So that's why it's very important to keep your word. It's not just about what other people think. It's not just about losing credibility and respect from other people and saying, oh, well, I don't care about what other people think. You need to care about what you think. That is the area of your life that really gets impacted when you don't keep your word. Forget about other people. You need to do it for yourself, for your own self-confidence. So first and foremost, you need to be intentional with the things that you commit to, with the things that you put down on your vision board, with the goals that you set. Because you can't just go around saying, oh, I'm going to do this or have this new lifestyle change, and then you don't do it. Because I just gave you a whole sermon on how that's going to subconsciously affect you. So for one, start being intentional with the goals that you set so you can commit to it a lot easier. Do things for you, not other people. Okay, check with yourself before you give other people your word. Think about whether or not you can actually commit to something before agreeing to do it, okay? And now let me give you some examples of different things that you might be doing and not keeping your word that you think is not really a big deal, but like I said, subconsciously, it affects you. So for example, right? If you say that you're going to start saving more money, you probably shouldn't be at a different restaurant or a brunch spot every weekend posting stories on Instagram, right? You're not saving money. Now, that would really depend on your personal finances and how you budget your money. But there's a high chance if you are buying food almost every day, almost every week, and you're not really eating the food you have at home, you're not even cooking or meal prepping, you're not saving money. And like I said, subconsciously that affects your confidence. That affects the credibility that you have with yourself. If you make certain lifestyle changes at the beginning of the year, or not changes, but if you had these New Year's resolutions to start working out or start drinking more water, and then a few days go by and, you know, your skin's still dry, your lips still cracked, you know, all these signs of dehydration, like, you're not keeping your word, right? Stop saying that you're going to do something and then you don't do it. Stop losing credibility with yourself. And when it comes to other people, stop overcommitting, okay? Think about whether or not you can do something before you tell somebody you can. And at the very least, if you are sure that you could do something and then it turns out that you can't do it, you should always communicate with people early. Don't just not show up or not do something and let them figure out when the deadline or the day to do the thing has passed and then you obviously didn't do it. Have some respect for yourself. You shouldn't do that. That makes people stop respecting you. That makes you lose credibility. That's not, if you respect yourself, that's not the way you should portray yourself. And oh my God, my biggest pet peeve. If you have the nerve, the audacity to volunteer to do something for somebody, you better keep your word. Like, if somebody didn't even ask you to do something, like, don't you hate that? You didn't even ask somebody to do something. They volunteer that, hey, let me just do this for you. And then they don't do it. Like, was audacity on sale? Like, I don't understand. Why would you just out of nowhere just volunteer, just suggest that you will do something and then you don't do it? Like, for what reason? Like, why are you like this? What is the justification? What is the reason? What is the reason? Like, that's what I mean. That's how you look when you give people your word and then you don't follow through. Like, what was the reason? You didn't have to commit, right? If you are the type of person who accidentally commits or you just rush to say yes, instead of just saying yes, try saying, let me think about it or I will let you know. And then actually let people know. Don't just let that be your way of saying no. Think about it. Communicate. Tell people that you can't do something if you know you can't do it. If you volunteer, if you make that commitment that nobody asked for and you realize that it can't be done, let people know ahead of time that it can't be done. Don't just not do it. Because y'all, let me rant for a second. There was somebody who loved to volunteer to do things for me and then they just wouldn't do it. And then when I asked about the thing, it's like, well, I wasn't able to do it, blah, blah, blah. And then they would act like I was so entitled for asking about the thing. And because they volunteered, that I should have been grateful that they volunteered and like I shouldn't have pressed them to do it on my time. It's like, are you okay? Like, are you okay in the head? Something is not right. Like, you have a loose screw. You are not okay. Who does that? Like, that's what I mean. Doing things like that makes people lose respect for you. You have to respect yourself enough to just say no if you can't do something and then to keep your word if you commit. Like I said, in my opinion, I feel like it affects you more, or the impact that it has on you is a lot worse than losing credibility and respect for other people. But ideally, if you just keep your word, you won't have that problem. Like I said, confidence is something that a lot of us tend to struggle with, and this is literally how you start building confidence. Start keeping your word. Don't give your word where you know you can't keep it, where you know you can't commit. Think about things and be intentional with where you give your word, with where you commit. Stop just giving it out like it's on sale. Value your time. Have some respect for yourself. So that's all the negative patterns that I'm going to cover for today. Hopefully your edges are still intact, you know. Like I said, you know, the point of this episode is awareness. you may not have realized that you just being one way with a certain activity or your certain approach to goals and new tasks may be something that is recurrent in the way you do a lot of other things. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And like I said, I'm still struggling with finishing things before I move on to other tasks. Like, I'm not even going to lie. It's like almost 10 o'clock right now as I'm recording this episode. And I kind of just want to finish it tomorrow. But I'm going to force myself to do what I'm about to tell you, which is basically like a few tips on how you can start overcoming these negative patterns so you don't have these problems in the future and you can start building more confidence. So the first thing is you need to decide what you want to be known for instead. You having some of these negative patterns and bad habits may have shaped people's perception of you, and they might be looking at you in a negative light because of those habits. So the first thing you need to do is decide what you want to be known for instead. If you are guilty of doing things last minute and people know you as a procrastinator, if you want to change that and turn that around, you need to start making small steps and doing small tasks ahead of time so that you can build that momentum and slowly develop that habit. Because the thing is, these three areas, being last minute and never finishing things or doing things right the first time and not keeping your word, these are bad habits that you have to break. And everybody knows habits are not easy to break or to form. It's something that you just do, you start doing small tasks of, and then you build momentum and eventually it just becomes second nature to you. So the way to resolve some of these issues is, after you decide what you want to be known for instead, you have to start taking small actions and doing small activities that align with that new identity that you want to have, which is most likely the opposite of the negative habit that you already have. So if you want to start getting more respect for people and start building your confidence by keeping your word, then the first thing you can try doing is, instead of always saying yes or agreeing to do things, start telling people, let me think about it and I'll get back to you. Like, something simple like that will allow you to think things through. Maybe check your calendar, check your to-do list, see what else you have probably committed to for that time frame or that point in time, that date, whatever it is, and then decide whether or not you can actually do it. If you can, agree. Keep your word, follow through, right? If you can't, reschedule, take a rain check, postpone it, or just simply say no. If you can't do it, say no. It's better to say no and to not get people's hopes up than to promise because you're afraid of hurting their feelings and then you don't follow through and then they start losing respect for you. So the first thing you can do is just start saying, give me some time to think, or I'll think about it, or we'll see. Something along those lines. And then think about what you commit to. If you're last minute, start doing things ahead of time, right? Stop driving with your gas light on E. Maybe if it's halfway, you can fill it up. That's what I do. I don't know. Apparently, a lot of people don't do that, but that's what I do. If my gas tank gets halfway, that's when I'm like, okay, let me go to the gas station, right? I do it ahead of time. So I don't ever have to worry about trying to figure out where to get gas or if there's gas close to me when I'm like nearing E. That's just not a problem I want to have. So that's that. If you're last minute, start doing things ahead of time. If you have a week to do something, do small activities that will help you accomplish that task over time so that you're making progress throughout the week, and then you're not leaving everything for last minute to stress yourself out. If you never finish things on time, try lessening your load and try doing, like, instead of three things a day, like I recommended in my last episode and earlier in this episode, try doing maybe one thing a day and then getting it done. get it done before you move on to something else. And make sure you do it right the first time around so that you don't have to go back and do it again, okay? Please park your car within the lines. That is what they are there for. They are not there because somebody decided to be creative. No, sweetheart, these are guidelines. Park your car within the lines, as close to the middle as possible. Not on the left line, not on the right line, not in the middle, not like with one line in the middle underneath your car where you double parked, basically. Just get it right the first time, okay? Do it right the first time so you save yourself any inconveniences, you save yourself any hassles, and you save yourself the time of having to go and do it over and do it right the second time around. Get it done right the first time. And like I said, with all of these things, you have to start small. If you had a major New Year's resolution that you realize because you have one of these negative patterns, you are not able to do it, don't just say like, okay, well, I'm going to absolutely do this. Like, no, take some time. Okay, take some time. Think about it. Look at all of the things you are committing to. Really pay attention and be intentional about what you want to change, and then take baby steps. A lot of us like to jump into things right away. You're going to jump into a headache, okay? You're going to jump into failure. That's not how you are going to make progress. You need to take things one step at a time. Start making progress by doing smaller things and doing them consistently. And then you will essentially reverse that negative habit by building a positive one, basically. So start small and be consistent. So that is all I have for today's episode. Thank you for listening as always. I hope your edges are still intact. I hope you don't feel too dragged. You know, like I said, the point of this episode and the point of this whole podcast is to give you the hard truth that nobody else will tell you so that you can take accountability for your life and you can become the best version of yourself. So if you know somebody else who needs to listen to this so that they could be aware of the negative patterns that they have, or maybe, you know, you have somebody in your life who likes to volunteer to do things and then they don't follow through, and you want to throw them a subliminal, you know, send them the link to this episode, share it with your friends, share it on Instagram and tag me. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, make sure you leave a 5-star rating, and I will see you next week.